And good morning, everybody, and welcome to Talking Baseball on this Sunday morning here. A beautiful day for baseball as the Giants wrap up this very short five-game homestand and this three-game series with the Washington Nationals. Giants are 2-2 on the homestand. They split with the A's 1-1, and they've also split with Washington 1-1, winning yesterday 9-3. So that sets up what we call the rubber match of this three-game series today with the Giants and the Nationals. Yesterday, Giants beat the Nationals 9-3, 9-11-1 for the Giants, 3-11-3. Boy, the Nationals did not play a good game yesterday. It's very similar to kind of what we've seen the last couple of days from the Nationals and also last weekend. The Giants are 4-1 against the Nationals this year and try to make it 5-1 today. Logan Webb yesterday pitched for the Giants. Not his best again, but a very tough competitor. 95 pitches for him, 61 strikes, 6 innings. A season high, 11 hits given up to the Nationals. 3 runs, a walk, and 3 strikeouts. For Johan Adon, he did what we thought. 4 innings, 4 hits, 4 runs. 3 walks, 5 strikeouts. He hit 2 batters, 86 pitches in the 4 innings. So the game went sort of as we thought it would go yesterday. The Giants were down, though, and they did come back. 33,241 at the old ballpark yesterday. 3 hours, 20 minutes. Giants were down, and they had a couple of things early. They tried to jam Flores in there, and he was out at the plate. Franco to the catcher. Ruff and Gonzalez had a couple of mishaps in the field a little bit, although Ruff had a very good game yesterday. A few hits, and he played sparkling play in the field as well. Gonzalez made an error. Escobar had a double. Hernandez had a double. But then the Giants started to come back. And Tyro Estrada, I can't say enough about him. Number one, they hit him, probably because they were upset that he tried to score from first in the game last week. But two out, double, two strikes, and put the Giants back on the board. The Giants do not go out 1-2-3. They just don't go out 1-2-3, and it's very rare that it happens. And that's the way it happened in that inning with hits from Flores and a walk from Crawford, all with two out, and then Estrada came through. Giants played good defense yesterday, getting out of a bases-loaded jam on a ground ball down to Crawford. As I said, Estrada, two-out fielder's choice, drove in another run. Dubon, a big hit for him. Robles still hitting the ball very well for Washington. And then Vossler went deep yesterday, put the Giants up 5-3. Flores, a doubleheader, double play, 6-3. And Dubon had a big hit, too, yesterday for Crisan. So the Giants came through very well. Hitting-wise yesterday, they were down in the game and came back and won it 9-3. For Tyro Estrada, he leads the Giants with 14 RBIs. How about that? 14 RBIs for Tyro Estrada, and he had a big, big hit yesterday. That double was huge to get the Giants on the board and get them back in the game. Austin Slater banged his knee up the night before, and he had to come out of the game yesterday. So with all that's going on with the Giants and all the COVID issues and everything else, now Slater's knee is banged up, so we'll have to see what happens with the Giants today. Looking at the scoreboard in the National League, obviously in the West, the Giants now are 14-7. The Dodgers lost last night to Detroit. They are now 13-7. Clayton Kershaw broke the Dodger all-time strikeout record. He went past Don Sutton last night with his 2,697th strikeout. He's got the lowest ERA, 2.48, of pitchers who've qualified. His whip is 1, and he will be a Hall of Famer one of these days. Giants are 14-7. Dodgers are 13-7. San Diego is 14-8 now. They had a 5-2 lead over the Pirates. They let it get away and lost 7-6 in 10 innings to Pittsburgh on a replay that was reversed to bring the winning run in. Originally, there was an out call, and that was changed to safe. Colorado is 12-9 They're only two games back. And Arizona, they beat the Cardinals again. Arizona's got good pitching. Bumgarner pitched really well. And they are now 10-12, and they have won two straight. Colorado has won two straight. This Chad Kuhl has pitched very well for Colorado. And St. Louis is not hitting. We'll find out a little bit more about St. Louis as we go through the show today. All right, it's time for our Perry's Preview, sponsored by Perry's Restaurant. Perry's an institution since 1969, known for good food, good drinks, and good people. Union Street, the Embarcadero, Larkspur, and soon in Novato. The matchup today for Washington is Josiah Gray going, 24 years old, his 19th game in the big leagues, his 18th start. He's 2-2 on the year, 405 earned run average. He's a righty. His whip is 1.45. His last start, a season high, career high, 10 strikeouts for him. He's been in four games this year, 20 innings, 19 hits, 9 runs, 3 homers in the 20 innings, 10 walks and 28 strikeouts. So based on his last game, he had better control. But we've seen him with the Dodgers. He's got a great arm. He's a very young pitcher. And we'll see if he has command today. That is the key. Lifetime, he's thrown 90 innings, 22 homers in 90 innings. How about that with 104 strikeouts? He is definitely a fly ball pitcher. 13 ground ball outs, 33 fly ball outs. Career, 6 stolen bases against him with 3 caught stealings. Now, like a Done, lefties hit him very well. 11 for 41 with 3 homers and 960 OPS. Righties, 8 for 33 with a 658 OPS. He had some good games, he did, against Arizona and Atlanta. Not so good against Miami and the Mets. First pitch, 3 for 8 with 2 homers against him. Runners in scoring position, 5 for 13. And like a Done, listen to this. First time through, 5 for 35. Second time through, 10 for 27. Third time through, 4 for 12. So that's 14 for 39 after you've seen him one time. And he's given up 2 homers in that period of time. Estrada 1 for 1. Flores 0 for 2. And Jock Peterson, I imagine, is probably not available today. He is 0 for 4. Now, on the Giants side, it is 34-year-old Alex Cobb coming off the disabled list, the injured list, with that mild adductor strain. Hopefully he's okay. 64-60 lifetime. It's his 176th major league start. He's 1-0 this year with a 4.92 earned run average. The whip is 1.29. He's only been in two games against the Mets in San Diego. He throws hard, and this should be a good matchup again for the Giants today. 9 1/3 innings for him, 10 hits given up, 5 runs earned, no homers, 2 walks, and 14 strikeouts. Lefties 5 for 21, righties 5 for 17. Now, the one stat that jumps out at me, first pitch, when you put it in play, 6 for 8 against him with 4 doubles. So let's see if Washington is aggressive early today. Runners in scoring position, 2 for 14. Runners in scoring position, 2 out, 1 for 5. First time through, second time through, third time through, they don't really touch him. So that is the matchup today. Josiah Gray and Alex Cobb. That's what we've got going today. We have our Original Joe's contest today. Guess the score of the game at Baseball Marty. We'll have two winners today, Raph, and they'll go in the pool for dinner at Original Joe's, Westlake, North Beach, or West Portal at the end of May. All right, the professor comes up next right here. We're going to talk some ball with Ron Wotus, the assistant to the director of player development, but he is woe. He is the professor. He's coming up next right here on the Sports Leader.